Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, I'm continuing my conversation on social isolation versus loneliness. If you didn't tune into yesterday's episode, go back and check that bad boy out. You can tune into the visual element at youtube.com/JulieMerica if that's your vibe. Today, I'm going to talk about my personal experience with social isolation. So if this does not apply to your situation, take it with a grain of salt. But this is a continuous pattern that I find myself falling into and needing to get myself out of. And I wanted to share some of the strategies that I have found to be pretty effective in getting myself out of these social isolation ruts that I sometimes find myself in. I wanted to start with an example of me being invited to something that I'm debating whether or not I should go or I should stay home. And what tends to work for me is asking myself, why do I feel such strong resistance towards this? Is it the environment? Do I not want to go to a bar or a party or be that social? Is it the group of people? Are they people that kind of deplete my energy and don't make me feel super safe or comfortable? Or am I just feeling general anxiety? Am I generally kind of depressed and sad and want to isolate? Or am I trying to save money and I'm financially not trying to go spend at the bar right now? Once I go through those and kind of get to the basis of my resistance, I can decide if I want to even meditate on the situation at all. Because a lot of the time I have the pros and cons list that are pretty balanced. It's like, I don't want to spend money, but I do want to see this person. I don't want to put on pants to go out, but I don't want to miss this hangout because they only are in town this much or whatever. And what has really helped me is to just meditate on the experience, to go into my head and sit for a moment and imagine what I would feel if I went and everything went as smoothly as it could possibly go. And in that 2 to 3 minutes of really meditating on my event and experience there, I can decide if it was actually me resisting going out because I don't feel like putting on pants, or if it's me resisting going out because I don't think it'll be a fun experience. And once I decide that I'm going to stay home, I do the same meditative practice and spend about a minute deciding how it will look if I stay home. Will staying home give me the restorative energy that I think that I want and need? Will it actually be restful or productive or whatever reason I'm using as an excuse to stay? Or will it be me feeling guilty and ashamed and having FOMO the whole time? Because if it's gonna be that, then 10 times out of 10, I just need to go for a few minutes and make sure that I got that out so that when I do come home, I can appreciate being home even more. Another strategy too is if you really do wanna see this particular human being and you love hanging out with them, but the environment is what's off-putting, I am a huge fan of suggesting a different environment. And if they're going to the bar anyway and that has nothing to do with you, then obviously you're not gonna go, come to my house instead. But what you can do is use that as a reason you're not going and say, I don't feel like going to that bar today, but I would love to see you if we could do brunch on Tuesday, or if you want to come over on Wednesday and we'll just chat on the couch and I'll make tea, whatever it may be. Because by being able to suggest a change in venue, a change in environment, it might take a little bit of that anxiety off and the pressure off of having to get dressed or perform or do whatever that may have been the part you were resisting in the first place. It can also be beneficial to ask yourself if this is an important event. Is this an event that happens all the time, or is this something very special to someone? Will someone be disappointed if you're not there? Is it a wedding? Is it a graduation party? Is it a birthday party? If it's one like that and you don't feel like you have a justifiable reason to not go other than just needing rest, that is a justifiable reason. Let me tell you that. You're welcome to say no to people just because you need to sleep. But I have found that by asking myself if this is a socially significant event, it can help give me a pro or con versus staying home or going out. Another important factor in deciding if I'm gonna go or not is asking myself realistically, when was the last time I socialized? Socialized in general? Have I spoken to an adult in the past few days? Or socialized with this person? If it's been 6 years since I've seen this person and they're in town for the weekend, I am far more likely to get off my ass and go show up for the weekend because I know that that opportunity doesn't come around every day. And the final question I like to ask myself when I'm kind of meditating on the experience of going out or staying in is to ask myself if I can afford it, not only financially, but emotionally. Can I afford to go out right now emotionally? Can I expend that energy? And on the other hand, can I afford to stay in? Can I afford to have that guilt or whatever may come with staying home? But the key to this meditation strategy is not to feel guilty once it's done. Sure, starting to lean into what's going to make you feel guilty or shameful or regretful is important at the beginning. But if you decide, I want to stay home, let that be the end of the guilt trip. Just stay home. Don't feel bad. Call your friend, text your friend, let them know. Communicate for sure. Don't ghost people. But if you need time, take your time. And for me, when I do need to take my time, especially, what really helps to take some of that edge off is to make a future plan so I don't feel like I'm missing out completely on the experience. I'm just missing out on tonight because my energy levels weren't right. Because there is no wrong answer. If you should go or you should stay, there's pros and cons to both. And if you're a person like me who feels guilty about standing up or sitting down, there's probably always going to be a tinge of guilt with whatever decision you end up going with. And that's okay. Don't lean into the guilt necessarily. Instead, try your best to redirect from that guilt and be confident in your answer. One, you're being selective with your energy and you're preserving it and using this time as rest and restoration or time to clean and be productive at home. That's great. Or on the other hand, you may end up going out, but give yourself permission to one, let loose and have a good time, and two, go home early if it's not resonating with you. If it's not the vibe, you showed up. You did half the battle. Remind yourself that all or nothing thinking is only setting you back and actually giving you more stress and anxiety about a situation that doesn't need to be so stressful and anxiety inducing. And tomorrow, to wrap up this series, which is gonna be available right now on youtube.com/JulieMerica, if you want a preview, I'm going to be sharing some quote unquote social prescriptions or ways to meet people and socialize and get that connectedness that some of us are so deeply desiring, just in case these opportunities don't present themselves to you and you are a person that's self-isolating, not on purpose, because I've definitely been there too. In the meantime, I hope you take care of yourself, drink your damn water, eat your damn vegetables, and take care of your damn self. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, cutie.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.